This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnan, one of the employee owners at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Feel free to get online on this Saturday morning. And we will do our best to help you out with your issues, if we can. 860-522-9842 is the number. Feel free to get online, and we'll do that. And, of course, we still have our virtual link up there for the Salvation Army Holiday Store, WTSC Holiday Store drive here. That'll be live, I guess, till the 23rd. So if you'd like, you can go ahead and go to the link over on our Computer Talk page or on our Facebook page over at the Computer Talk with Tab Facebook network there. And give whatever you can. It's a secure way to do it. You can just go ahead and make a donation, and it'll get to the folks at Salvation Army. Where I was listening, it was like 87%, or 87 cents on every dollar, 87% will go to the people who need it.
Ah, it's a very good return.
Yeah. So, and this time of year is really important for us to think about everybody else if we can, and try to help out where we can. So another, and we usually start out with some sort of technology news, and I guess we'll do this because this is just right up my alley. So this is from our favorite tech blog across the pond there, The Register. Headline, not even LinkedIn is that keen on Microsoft's cloud.
Really?
Yeah. It says here, shift to Azure abandoned.
Well, whoa.
That's kind of interesting. So LinkedIn has abandoned its efforts to migrate its data centers and infrastructure to Microsoft Azure 4 years after announcing it would do that. So just so you know.
I was going to say, I mean, they've been putting this off for 4 years already.
Right. Ooh. Yes, that is an interesting thing. And LinkedIn was purchased by Microsoft.
Right.
And of course, LinkedIn says, hey, we'll go ahead and put our stuffs on your Azure cloud. 4 years ago, they said they're going to do this. And they still haven't, and they're not going to.
Wow.
Now, here's a question for you. You got to ask yourself, what do they know that we don't know? Are they privy to some meetings that we might not be privy to? They have decided to focus on having their own what? Data centers. What does that mean? Right. Their own servers in their own four walls, managed by who? Themselves.
Right.
Right. Crazy talk, isn't it? I don't know. It just seems like it must be out of their minds not wanting to use the actual tools available to them as a division of Microsoft.
What's amazing to me is that Microsoft isn't even eating its own lunch.
Right.
They are Microsoft, but they're not going to be using their own product.
That's the thing that's got to make you go,
Yeah, and it kind of reminds me of what was kind of a scandal at the time that it came out, I think about 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was revealed that a lot of Microsoft's own network systems inside their own house.
Right.
We're actually Linux servers.
Right. That's true, too. Yeah. Remember that.
Yeah. So, and but we all know that Microsoft actually does work with Linux now. I mean, they've got, you can run Linux apps, depending on how you set them up, in Windows now. And it's kind of a nice little tool.
Not nice enough for LinkedIn.
No.
So I'll put this link up there for you. You can read it yourself. And you're going to ask yourself if you're, you know, you're in the business that we are, right? Well, why would LinkedIn not want to use the Microsoft Cloud?
I don't get it. I mean,
it's such a great solution, right?
Well, you would think that it's economical because it's already in-house, you know?
Well, that's the other thing, right? Maybe they did the math and said, geez.
That's possible.
They're like, my goodness, have you seen what it costs? They're going to need a third-party application just to manage the Azure costs, which actually exists, by the way. There's actually tools out there to make sure you're not using too much compute, too much storage, too much ingress, egress, because Microsoft charges you coming and going, up and down, left and right, and there's tools and whole consultancies around simply managing what you put in the cloud versus just having your servers run in your data center.
All right, wait a minute. Let me get this straight.
Yeah.
You go and buy Azure services to run your business,
right? Yeah, right.
Okay. Then on top of that, you buy some other service or software or both to manage that service that you've bought in order to make it cost effective.
Right. Think of it as a an automatic setback thermostat. Right? You pay for the oil, but then you got to pay for a smart thermostat to make sure it doesn't run while you're not at the house. Right? And that's kind of what's going on here with that. So because when you buy your own servers and have them in your office and within your four walls and using your own electricity and your own power and your own compute, you don't have to share that with anybody.
Right.
And if the servers are running there using juice, that's true. But when you put it in a data center or an Azure data center, you literally get, you know, have to, if you don't turn them off, they're going to whack you for the usage of those systems. And generally, it's a more expensive option than if you had your own servers in house.
Right.
And the other issue, of course, is that it's in the cloud, which is, if it's impacted along with everybody else, what are you going to do? As the folks at CTS found out when they were reselling those services for those lawyers, 80 to 100 law firms in England were brought down by a ransomware attack. So we'll put this link up here for you guys to read it. And it's just one of those things that makes you go, now for me, you guys probably know I'm not surprised. But
no, I'm not either.
But we'll put the link up there for you guys to read it. What else you got, Dennis? What do you want to bring up?
Well, we got a story about Google and their location services, especially on Android phones.
That is true.
A lot of people may not realize it, or maybe you're aware of it, but you haven't really thought about it. A lot of people's phones are set up so that their location is constantly homing back in to the mothership in Mountain View.
Right.
And it's constantly telling them where you are, where you were,
where you've been,
location history.
Right.
And it turns out that cops have been, you know, requesting that information.
Geofence warrants.
And they and it's geofence warrants, which means if you were in a place during a time window that they're asking for, your location data is shared with that police department.
Not that you're doing anything wrong.
Right. And you just happen to be in the area where a crime occurred that they're investigating.
Right.
And you're going to get caught up in that. Well, they're changing how that works.
Google is. Not the cops.
Oh, no. The cops are going to go after that data no matter how they can do it.
Right.
But Google is going to, instead of sharing that location data back to their own servers, they're going to be just leaving it on your phone.
They're going to do that and make the retention period shorter.
Right. It won't be forever.
So now there's a couple things on this, right? So part of us, you know, want that privacy and quote unquote freedom. You don't want the government tracking you and knowing where you're going or what you're doing. Heck, I've got a family member who doesn't use Easy Pass because I don't want the government to know where I'm going, coming or going. I'm like, you're paying the toll, right? But we won't go there. So
too late. You just did.
You're not hiding any from anybody. But in this case, Google is acting like they're trying to help out right now. Maybe they are. Maybe they're trying to say, hey, we'll protect the innocent citizens who haven't been doing anything wrong. However, there's plenty of examples that the law enforcement has been given that said, look, we've solved a lot of burglaries by doing this, because turns out the same ding-dong who's robbing your house keeps his phone in his pocket.
Yeah.
And, or he's using a Fitbit to see how many steps he gets in while he burglars your house.
That too.
And you can find that information. So, oh, look at this. Bob has been at this guy's house at the same time he was burgled. He was over at that guy's house same time he was burgled. Interesting. I got a feeling Bob might be the burglar. So it's really not that difficult police work to say, man, my goodness, this guy seems to be at all the scenes of the crime. So, you know, it's not like one of those Watson, you know, what is it? Wait, you think about the detective there. What Watson? What do you always
Sherlock
say?
Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, Sherlock Holmes, right? You always talk to Watson. He's got some sort of deal here. But this is how what they're doing here is trying to use this technology to keep us safe. So you can see some benefits there, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting that Google is doing this to quote unquote keep our data private. But that, just so you know, they don't need to go to Google for this information.
No.
So just because Google is taking care of your history, the cops, actually, we've had stories about this. Law enforcement is buying marketing information that would be available to marketing folks to say, hey, who has been in this area? What type of phones have been in? Now, it's a little more anonymized than the Google geofencing would be, but they can still probably glean who's been where, what, when, and how just by paying for the marketing data.
Right.
So I'm not sure where this really is going to help a whole lot, but it's Google acting like they're, you know, they're back to their old line of do no harm here, trying to or don't be evil. And in this case, they're going to protect the bad guys. And and those of us who are not doing anything wrong just happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time while the burglar was burglaring. So we'll put a link up here for you guys and you can see what you think. I'm still on the fence as far as whether this is a good thing or a bad thing. In this day and age of lack of law and order, having the cops be able to go after a burglar like that is kind of nice.
Well, it is. It is. But, if you're tightening up privacy, that just benefits individuals. And, hopefully it keeps other people out of trouble, because it's possible to associate
incorrectly.
Incorrectly. I've seen where Google Maps places me in spots that are 10 to 15 miles away.
Ooh.
At any given moment.
Right.
It's just not all that accurate. So that's another issue. I mean, it's the location data itself can be questionable. So.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. So Jim and looks like Sherry coming through here. Stay on the line, and we'll do our best to help you with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Two lines are open for you. We'll be right back.
From the Carter Mario Injury Lawyer Studios, visit GetCarter.com. That's GetCarter.com. This is Computer Talk with Tab.
Yes, it is. Like the big voice said, this is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're here till 11. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we'll help you out with those computer problems, comments, and concerns. Let's go right to your calls. We're going to go to Jim first. Hey, Jim, what's cooking?
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. So my problem is that we have a local computer.
Mm-hmm.
This is for work. And we can't find our administrative password. So that limits my ability to get the printers working. Mm-hmm. But so it's hardwired from a Windows 7 computer, old one, with a cable to this printer. And it used to work until somebody came in and did something to it. Now it doesn't work anymore. If you go to printers, there's icons on there for the same printer, but there's two icons for the same printer, and it says it's we give it the default, and it's checkmarked. It says offline,
right?
But we don't have anything online, so I don't know if that's got something to do with it.
No.
But in any event, there's like four or five things in the queue to print. And I'm refreshing it. I go back and forth between the two icons for the same printer, and try and give them default. And it's still not printing. The only thing I can think of, maybe last night, what I'm thinking about it is maybe there's something wrong with the cable. I mean, I don't know what else to do. And I have two. There's two ports there. So you go to properties and you see the ports, and there's two ports that have the same printer on it, but one has the printer and the other one has copy one on it. And I'm trying to go back and forth, but they're both checked off because I put them as a pool so that it would go to both of them, and it's still not printing. It says, the computer says, you know, sent to printer, but it still doesn't print.
Right.
Yeah. Well, what you got to do first, you've got to clear those print jobs out. That's number one.
I did.
Oh,
yeah,
you
deleted
did
them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Second thing is, I wouldn't pool those two printers, because all that does is it sets up a redundancy between each other and the print jobs that don't actually know where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So break that pool. Third would be to delete one of those printers if you're able to.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah.
It won't let me. I have to do an admin username and password.
Yeah.
And we've been emailing back and forth to corporate, and the guy's sending us all these passwords, and none of them work. So I'm kind of limited as to what I can do, you know, and nobody knows the password to the stupid
and
thing.
He can't add a printer because he needs a password for that, too.
Correct, yeah.
Right.
So I wanted to delete one of them, and it won't let me. And, you know, but one of them, all the properties for one is grayed out.
Yeah.
I can see that things are checked,
right.
But a lot of them are grayed out. So what does that mean? That
it means you don't have access to those settings because you don't have admin rights.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Have you, I'm going to ask a silly question. Have you unplugged, it's connected to the USB port, right?
Yeah.
Multiple
times I unplugged both of them.
Yeah.
Restarted the computer, restarted the printer.
I mean,
it did print one time, and I was thinking, okay, well, maybe it only prints from the desktop, because I was able to print one document from the desktop, but not from this program that I'm in. It's called Velocity. And I was able to do it. I'm like, oh, it works. And then we went to go print something else, and then it never worked after that.
Is it a networkable printer? Can it be plugged into the network itself without being plugged into a computer?
It's plugged into a local network. It doesn't have, because of, you know, all these issues with not so much privacy but security, it's a local network that controls all of the programs for alarms and things like that for our building.
Okay.
So it's a contained local network.
That's fine, but printer itself, is it plugged into the USB port of the Windows 7 machine, or does it have the ability to be on its own Cat 6 drop? Can it be plugged into the network without the need of a piece of a computer?
Yeah, it's got that square plug in the back of the printer that goes to the USB in the computer.
Okay, that's what you're doing now, but does it have the network ability? Does it have a Cat 6 port in the back of it where it could be plugged?
Oh, you mean, Cat 5.
Cat 5, Cat 6. We're in the Cat 6 world.
I don't think it does. I think it's an old printer, so it only has that USB adapter in it.
And do you have the admin password for any other computers on this little local network, or is there no other computers on it?
Yeah, there's another computer like that in another room, but that admin password is different than the other password in the other room. And we've tried multiple passwords. So,
Oh, what a weird problem.
And it's
so. Then I'm like, okay, well, I'll just copy it onto a CD and put it in the other printer, then print it out, and it wouldn't let us because you're not allowed to, you know, upload or download anything on that computer because of security.
Yeah,
so it's like,
well, you could always get a typewriter. All right, so let us ponder this. I'm not sure we're going to have an answer for you, Jim, because without the admin password,
there's very little that can be done.
And it sounds like corporate does a very poor job of documentation.
Yeah.
Have you looked at the bottom of the keyboard? Have you looked at the bottom of the keyboard? Could the password be right there? Have you tried password
one? No. I'm just gonna. Maybe I'll put in admin and then do the password.
There you go.
That makes a difference.
There you go.
I'll even try password.
Yeah, it could be that silly, but we'll see if we can do a workaround here for you. But I'm not sure that we're gonna have one for you. We're gonna put you on hold, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Yep. We'll see if we can help Jim out, but typically, you got to document this stuff.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. And we are back. And one line open for you, 860-522-9842 is the number, and everything we've talked about is being posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. And if you follow us on Facebook over at the Tab Listener Network, the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network, you can join. It's a private group, and join there, and you can see all the posts there as well. And if you follow us on X, I'm not even going to say formerly known as, but X, over at Tab Computer Sys, you will get the links as well. Let's go back to Jim. Hey, Jim, you still there?
I'm still here.
So you have some really, you know, you're pretty locked down. We definitely contend that your corporate has secured you. Obviously, they lost the keys to get you back in, so you're locked out of your own system here. But we're wondering, why are you still using Windows 7? If they're so security conscious.
Yeah, they wouldn't be doing that.
Right. That's kind of a little bit of an oxymoron when it comes to IT.
It's because it's not hooked up to the internet.
That's their theory, and they're sticking to it?
Yeah.
All right.
It's not hooked up to the internet. Believe me, if we could get a new computer, we would, and we tried. It just, it's, you know, money's tight.
Yes, money's tight everywhere, I guess.
Yeah.
So can you do your job without printing?
Yeah, it's just a convenience of printing this one document. So when we do alarms, we can check off which alarm is working or not working, you know. It's just more or less a convenient for one of the guys doing all the alarms.
Gotcha. So you have a guy doing alarms. He's making sure they're working or not. And now he's got to do it some other manual way, rather than printing it out. So we don't know of any workaround because you're locked, you're secured. So without that admin password, we can't even add a network printer or change it or do modifications to it. What do you think, Dennis?
Well, there are ways that he can be permitted to add a printer as a standard user.
Okay.
But the computer would have to be set that way already. If it isn't, there isn't any way to set it that way unless you have an admin password to set that policy on the computer to allow it.
So what would he try just to see?
Well, what he could do is attach a USB print server to the printer instead of connecting it directly to the computer.
Yeah.
And then use that print server to connect to his local network and then try to add the printer as a network printer. Mm-hmm. Now, it may or may not work.
Right.
It depends on if he has the capability of doing it as a standard user.
Right.
And it just seems to me as if the way that this company has locked everything down, that they probably did not set that policy control for him. But who knows? Yeah. I mean, it is a Windows 7 computer. And if it's been offline for a long time, they may not have had the corporate IT may not have had the chance to create that policy setting on it.
Right.
And he might be able to add the printer that way.
Seems a little difficult. What were you going to ask, Jim?
Why? So they're both the same icon on the printer's portion of the computer, but one is grayed out and one is not. Why would one be grayed out? Like you said, oh, I don't have access to it, but I have access to the other one.
You said you had them pooled? And it's probably favoring one.
Well, but I did that on purpose. I can do that. I can take it off a pool.
Yeah.
Which I can do, but it's still grayed out.
So one is not grayed out.
Correct.
Well, see, that's interesting. So you may have the actual ability to make the changes in that non-grayed out printer. So, yeah, but if it's not networkable, your option is the only way to do it. And then you have to tell that port to go find this USB print server in order to print to it.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. In the back, there's like five or six USB slots. Mm-hmm. Does each one of those slots have a label, like for port one, port two, port three? Is that what the port is, a USB?
No. In the computer, there will be lists, depending on how many ports there are and how many are active, you'll see USB 0001, USB 0002, but those are not numbered according to the physical port on the computer. Those are actually assigned as things are deployed, And as you plug stuff in, it'll create one of those for itself, but it isn't necessarily locked in with any given physical hardware port on the computer. It's a logical port that's created by the operating system.
Which sounds utterly illogical.
Yes.
So go ahead, Jim.
Back to the TV where it says HDMI 1, HDMI 2.
No, that would make too much sense. Yeah, that would make too much sense.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, it's unfortunate.
So you can try other USB ports to see if it recognizes it, but you setting it as default doesn't mean anything. And when it says it's offline, so yes, back in the old days, before the interwebs, offline meant locally offline.
It's not connected.
Right. So sometimes now a lot of the nomenclature we all use here to talk tech is kind of getting conflated. Because you think offline, hey, I'm not on the internet. No, I know you're not. Your machine is, your computer is offline. Your printer is offline. The modem is offline. The monitor is offline. That's just a, it's just a thing we would say as geeks. So it is offline. We agree it's offline. And your computer is not seeing it as a device. So you can only, you can try plugging it into a different USB port. You could get a new cable. The cables do go bad, believe it or not. You could try that.
Yeah, that's always a possibility too. Sure.
Yeah. And other than that, you need to hotwire this thing, and you're not going to be able to do it. There are ways to try to get into it with using tools. But yeah, I think corporate would frown on that, and they may not appreciate you doing that. So
yeah,
they got to find the password for you, Jim.
Well, you gave me food for thought. Thank you. I appreciate your help.
Yeah. Good luck.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah. Bye-bye. So, and the poor guy is going to have to look at each alarm manually because he can't print. That's crazy. All right, let's go to Sherry. Oh, Sherry in Plainville. What's happening, Sherry?
Oh, my phone is dead, and I don't know where to start. Perfectly fine last night. Woke up this morning, and it won't turn on. And I must admit that it was wet yesterday.
How wet?
It was submerged briefly, but it was fine through the day yesterday. I don't know where to start. I start at an Apple? It's an iPhone.
How old is the iPhone? I thought these iPhones have some ability to resist dampness.
It's an older one. In this crazy Saturday, I don't know where the best place to start is. The AT&T store or the iPhone store, which is joyous.
I would tell you to start with a bag of rice.
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Really.
Okay.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Submerge it in a bag of rice for, I don't know, 24 hours.
Yeah.
It might suck out whatever little bit of moisture is touching or shorting out the phone, and it might solve it. However, if it's an old phone and it let the water in, the damage might finally just be done.
Yeah, it's possible.
I mean, it's probably 3 years old.
It should be partly waterproof.
Yeah.
Partly.
Partly.
But even so... It can get water. It can still get water in there, at least a little bit of moisture. It doesn't take water that you could actually see. Sometimes all it's required is a little bit of moisture that's a little bit too high in one particular spot. The other issue is the charging port may have had a little water in there and it wasn't getting charged up correctly. But drying out the phone in the rice will... free that up and maybe it'll make contact again with the charger after you've let it dry out.
Okay, but the fact that it worked fine last night and then the moisture perhaps moved, that's why it's...
Yeah, that's what we're thinking.
Not. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, if that doesn't work, then where do I...
Well, you're going to need a new phone. You're going to need to, depending on your warranty, if you have one, if you got your phone through your carrier, there may be some... quote-unquote insurance they might have talked you into, where you're going to get a new phone out of that. Otherwise you might need a new phone.
And then can I get the information off of this phone?
Well, only if you have it backed up to the cloud.
Yeah.
So if you have it backed up to the iCloud, what is it called? Yeah,
iCloud. Yeah.
If it's backed up to the iCloud, then the answer is yes. And your account, quote unquote, like your apps and stuff like that, should all be recovered. But your data would have had to be configured to be backed up in the cloud.
Well, of course, nothing is backed up.
Most
of what's in the phone, the apps and email and things like that.
Yeah, that'll all come back down.
Right.
When you log back in as you.
Okay.
Let's hope the rice works. Let us know. We're not going to be on next Saturday because of the holiday store, but we'll be on the 30th, and we'd be interested to know.
So don't even bother trying. Don't even do anything till tomorrow. I'm going to put it in the rice and just leave it.
Yeah. You know it got submerged, so that's probably the culprit. Let's try it out.
I would think so.
Is there anything else that wouldn't let you hit the start button? I mean, it's, solid. It feels different.
It will.
Maybe the moisture is actually somewhere within that mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
Same answer. The bag of rice will dry it out to the point where it works.
That's what we hope.
We hope, yeah.
Oh, Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Sherry. Good luck.
Bye.
All right. We're going to step out for a quick break. Dave and Pete, hang on. Two lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. And if you think over the past 30 years or so that we've been on this program helping folks, if you thought it gave you any value at all in your life, feel free to go to our link over there for the Salvation Army Holiday Store and make a donation. It's a virtual link there. You can go ahead and click on it. It's secure. It's safe. And you can help out somebody in need and help 1080 with the Salvation Army. We'll be right back. All right. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. Hopefully the holiday season is going well for you. And we're happy to be here on this lovely Saturday morning. If you're out and about, actually, what you're probably doing is sitting in front of your computer doing your Christmas shopping. You're not out and about. Nobody's out and about anymore. So if you're having an issue with that, feel free to get online, 860-522-9842, and we'll do our best to help you out. And we have some links up there as far as how to dry your iPhone. Yes, rice is an option. If you happen to have those silica gel packs that come in everything, like for some reason, I think most people are encouraged to chuck those because they're probably not healthy to keep around, for especially with kids and stuff like that. So I always made sure I chucked them as fast as I could. But they also work too. And the issue with the rice is that it can get into ports on your phone.
Right.
So
just keep the rice away from the port.
Right. All right, let's go to your calls and see what Dave in Terryville's got going on. What's happening, Dave?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I download your podcast every week, so this will be like a computer talk quiz, see if I pass it.
All right, cool.
Okay.
I just bought a new HP Envy laptop this week. I haven't even slipped the tape on the box yet. i7 13th generation processor, half a gig of storage and so forth.
Nice.
Right now I have a webroot, if I remember correctly, you guys are still going with the Windows Defender as a good source of antivirus.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. So, but it's good because my subscription's renewing next month, so I'll just let that lapse.
Yeah.
The other thing is it doesn't come with Office installed. I went online, and from Microsoft directly, I can buy the I believe they call it Home and Student version of Office, which has Word and Excel and so forth. $150. Is that the best place to download it from? Is from the Microsoft Store?
That price is pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good price, and I mean, you're getting it from the source.
And is it version 2022?
I did a web search, and that's what came up as the second option.
As long as you're getting it from that store, it's a safe download, and $150 is a fair price for that suite. That makes sense to me.
And make sure you're getting the 2022 version so that you have as long life with it as possible.
That's the most recent.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. I think that's it. I had one more question. Is there aware of a good, I'll call it dictation. I guess it's speech to text. In other words, if I want to do Word documents, I want to do some writing and so forth. Is there a good speech to text program that you're aware of?
There is. It's expensive. Dragon Naturally Speaking is the leader in that. And it can also be configured for legal or medical if you're in those professions. But there is a standard one that is pretty much the cream of the crop. There could be others out there, but that's the one that comes to mind in our
world. Well, actually, Windows has dictation capability in it.
I never tried it.
Yeah. What you want to do is, we can post an article to do it. I would go through the steps. I actually helped a customer with this a few weeks ago.
Didn't even know it existed in Windows.
Yeah.
So that's good news.
It's rudimentary, and it's not as powerful as Dragon. I can't really speak to the accuracy of it because I haven't used it that much myself.
Right.
Dragon is tunable. It'll practice with you, and then it'll get better over time. So you get that advantage.
Right. So if you say W for WTIC, or you say W, it'll
learn that.
This guy says W like W, and it'll put the W in the correct way. So.
Okay. When you say expensive, I mean roughly. What are you talking?
I think Dragon is in the 300 to 500 range.
Yeah,
off the top of my head,
something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's expensive.
But if you're writing the next great American novel, I mean, that's nothing.
That's true. I think I got it all, unless you have any more recommendations.
So I would tell you to stay away from AI and have having AI write it for you, because basically check the EULA on that. I think they own the property rights and with anything you use AI for, so be careful with that.
Yeah, I'm not big into that yet.
All right. All right. Well, yeah, good luck with it. I'm glad you got a nice new machine there. Sounds like you're going to be in good shape.
Appreciate it.
All right. Take it easy, Dave.
Take care.
All right, Dave in Plainville is going to write the next great American novel. We're looking forward to that. So Cheryl and Pete, hang on. A couple lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we're here to help you out here until 11. And then Dr. Alessi will be in with Healthy Rounds. Just so you guys know, he mentioned the podcast. If you ever miss a show and you want to listen to, there's more than 500 of these things out there. I think you can listen for a solid 3 years and you'll be able to listen constantly to our podcast. But they're there. You can subscribe to them and check us out anytime you want from anywhere on the planet. We'll be right back.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.